Hi, I'm Ina Enoch, and this is Cheryl Arno, and we are the co-chairs of the Jewish Abilities Alliance of Atlanta. And we are so excited to be able to present what we have been doing over the past 2 years in Atlanta. In 2012, the agency that was dealing with children with special needs due to a variety of factors was closed. And we saw this as a real opportunity to be able to look at the community in a new lens. So we went to Federation, we met with the president, we met with the executive director, and asked if the funds from the agency could be reallocated to and give us a chance to be able to look at the needs in the community. And without hesitation, the Federation agreed to reallocate these funds. So, hence the Disability Task Force was formed. We had a variety of very experienced professionals from throughout the community comprise this task force. And the purpose of it was to be able to continue to create a warm, welcoming, inclusive environment. And we saw the role of this task force as being not a programmer, but a convener, and that we would convene all of the various stakeholders in the community who were dealing with disabilities, and this had not been done in a number of years. And that we would build partnerships and create collaboration throughout the community.
So what we did, and these were some really important times because we had the money, and then we needed to figure out what it was that we needed. So the first things that we did is we decided sort of what we thought were the needs of the community, and we hired a Jewish Education Inclusion Coordinator. We hate her title, but we've never been able to figure out how to change it. And a community disabilities coordinator using allocations from the caring and continuity outcomes. We were drawing on the collective impact approach, and we launched a community-wide survey. And that was really important in our community because, again, as we pulled all these professionals together, we wanted to make sure that we were doing what it was that they wanted. We didn't want to think for them. And we came up with a lot of different conclusions that weren't necessarily what we had thought of as a committee, and we were able to direct our services that way. It's not moving forward. That can't be part of our 5 minutes.
We're holding the clock to the hot minute.
So what did we do? We received feedback from a variety of different populations throughout the Atlanta community, and it really gave us a chance to step back and say, what is it at this point that this community needs? So we developed a Jewish Abilities Alliance website. We used Baltimore as our framework, and we actually were the first community to pilot their program. And again, we went to the Federation. We asked them for the seed money to create this website, and they gladly found the money for us to be able to do this. And this is an online resource directory that the parents were clamoring for and had never been developed in Atlanta. So we also, there was a parent listserv, but we took over that parent listserv. We then created the parents and adults with disabilities asked why they didn't have one. So we created one for them. Sorry, this slide is.
I won't go back.
It should.
Technology.
We have 1 minute.
Yeah.
Okay. We developed partner meetings, so we have over 30 partners that we now meet with every 6 to 8 weeks, and we have come up with a common agenda, and for the first time in the community in a long time, we are all working together. We have created the goals, and how can everybody partner together? So I'm going to stop on this right now, because we hopefully you can ask lots and lots of questions when we get to the Q&A.
The community needs are ongoing, quite obviously. The task force, we're very proud that we're now a committee. We're actually that much a part of Federation and their thoughts. So what we've done is we're starting to think long-term. What's going to happen long-term now? The 3-year strategic plan focused on building sustainability, not just for us, but for disability programs throughout the community, promoting and supporting integration, and y'all can certainly read that, because one of the ones that was left off is one of our goals that we're really excited about is we want to be a part of, we want to have somebody with a disability task force or disability committee thought to be a part of all the other boards and committees that are within Federation, but also synagogues and JCCs and JFNCSs. So that's, and we're starting to do that with our task force and spreading them out around the community. And I know that we're done. Those are our accomplishments.
And we could talk about them for